Trading Club Pro Update, week of June 22, 2026, the value of the Trading Club Pro tracking portfolio settled at $101,665 as of Thursday, June 25, up 1.7% since the June 22, 2026, inception date. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. Based on our inaugural quarterly recommendations, we made the following trades on Monday, June 22. Stock purchases: bought 15 shares of Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, at $409.25 per share. Bought 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAHH, at $63.36 per share. Bought 100 shares of Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL, at $29.23 per share. Bought 400 shares of Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, at $12.63 per share. Bought 3 shares of Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, at $1,935.33 per share. Bought 300 shares of Figma, NYSE, F, $18.99 per share. Bought 100 shares of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, at $61.84 per share. Bought 15 shares of Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, at $323.56 per share. Bought 400 shares of Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, at $29.68 per share. Bought 100 shares of Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, at $76.86 per share. Bought 400 shares of Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VNM, at $43.41 per share. Bought 100 shares of Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, at $29.67 per share. Option purchases: bought to open 2 Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $650 puts, expiring September 30, 2026, at $12.50 per share. Put sale sold to open 1 Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 put, expiring September 18, 2026, at $10.99 per share. Sold to open 2 British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, $60 puts, expiring September 18, 2026, at $3.61 per share. Sold to open 2 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 puts, expiring September 18, 2026, at $2.69 per share. Sold to open 2 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL, $30 puts, expiring September 18, 2026, at $4.06 per share. Covered calls: sold to open 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL, $35 covered call, expiring September 18, 2026, at $1.94 per share. Sold to open 2 Figma, NYSE, FIV, $25 covered calls, expiring September 18, 2026, at $1.58 per share. Sold to open 1 LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, $75 covered call, expiring August 21, 2026, at $1.89 per share. Sold to open 2 Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VNM, $46 covered calls, expiring September 18, 2026, at $1.51 per share. In this week's update, we provide an overview of our latest trades and discuss how the portfolio is positioned. Trade review and portfolio positioning. Let's begin with the 1 trade recommendation we were unable to place: the Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $35 covered call, expiring September 18, 2026. With shares of Waterbridge dropping 10% on Monday, the call price was trading for approximately half of our recommended sell down to price of $2 per share. So for now, we have placed a good until cancel limit order at $2 per share. We have also revised our recommendation for the LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, $75 covered call, expiring August 21, 2026, to sell down to $1.75 per share, down from a prior sell down to price of $2. For those who have not yet placed this trade, the current price as of Friday afternoon was well above our sell down to price, at around $2.15 per share. Following this week's trades, the portfolio contains a 60% weighting in uncovered stocks, stocks with no covered call sales capping their upside, which makes up the offensive portion of our holdings. The remainder of the portfolio is in defensive positions, including our 2 yield-generating trade types, covered calls at a 20% weighting and short put positions at a 41% weighting. It also includes our 2% position in protective put options. Note the sums add to over 100% given the leverage employed. Given our macro outlook described in the quarterly trade series published on Monday, we believe this balanced approach should provide resilience against the elevated risks in today's market while still leaving plenty of upside on the table. Next, Let's review how to determine the leverage ratio, the key metric we monitor to make sure we're within our risk tolerance when trading on margin. As a reminder, we calculate this ratio using the following formula. Leverage ratio equals total long exposure slash portfolio equity value. We define total long exposure as the sum of all long positions, including uncovered stocks, covered stocks, cash secured puts and option purchases. In the current portfolio, as of Thursday's close, these values were as follows. Note, we show each value in our portfolio table below. Uncovered stocks, $61,892. Covered stocks, $20,203. Netting out the underlying stock value against the covered call value. Put sales, $41,500. This notional value is the value of stock we've committed to purchasing. Long options, positions, $3,290. Adding up all of these values gives us $126,885 in total long exposure in our current tracking portfolio. We then divide this number into our account equity of $101,665 to arrive at a 125% leverage ratio, or well within our self-prescribed limit of 150%. Note that as the account equity grows in value, it naturally reduces the leverage ratio, providing more room to add additional positions while staying within our risk limit. Conversely, a falling equity value will cause the leverage ratio to increase even without adding any new positions. Finally, let's discuss cash balances. In the portfolio snapshots below, you'll notice that our current cash position is just over $19,000. The reason for this positive cash balance, despite our total long exposure exceeding our account equity, is because we're using a margin account. This means we don't have to put up the full cash value for many of our positions. For example, while our stock holdings add up to approximately $84,000, we are only required to set aside enough cash to maintain the margin requirement of these holdings instead of the full position value. Likewise, our put sales only require a fraction of the notional value as margin requirement, typically around 25%. So even though we define our total long exposure as $126,885, the cash margin requirement for all positions is a little over $80,000. The bottom line is that our cash balance will equal the difference between our account equity value and our margin requirement, which is currently just over $19,000. And as long as our cash balance is positive, that means we're earning interest on excess cash. Please note that some brokerages may have different margin requirements for different trade types as well as for each individual stock, and this illustrative example comes from the specific margin requirements for our tracking account at Interactive Brokers. Next, we'll show each position in the portfolio broken down by trade type. Portfolio review. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on June 25th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100x $30 equals $6,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. It's commonly referred to as the notional value of the trade. To see the current profit slash loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. We have compiled a summary overview of the rationale behind our current holdings, which you can find here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing, Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company.